Welcome to the April 1st edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from searchserververtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, we talk with Veeam CEO Ratmir Timoshev. I'm Senior Site Editor Colin Steele. This week, our guest is Veeam Software CEO Ratmir Timoshev, who joined us to talk about challenges in the virtualization backup market, new opportunities, and what the future holds for Veeam. Ratmir, obviously, backup is one of the hot topics in virtualization. I know on our side, whenever we write anything on the topic, it always gets a big audience. And obviously, there's a lot of players in the market, including Veeam, because they know there's this opportunity. What are some of the ways that you've seen virtualization change the backup process and driven more interest in this whole market?
Yeah, I mean, virtualization is very disruptive technology for IT, and we believe that the most disruptive area is the management, and even more disruptive area of IT management, systems management, but even more disruptive area is backup and recovery, data protection in general, and disaster recovery. It changed fundamentally in physical world. You have one approach that is normally associated with agent, when basically you put the agent and you copy files, and that's the backup process in its simplicity. In virtualization world, everything is done through image or through a snapshot of a virtual machine. That dramatically changes the whole approach. And being the disruptive technology, virtualization also extends this disruption to the data protection.
Yeah, obviously it's been a really high growth market, you know, because of all the benefits that virtualization could bring to the backup process. But you know, there are still a lot of challenges for users in backing up their data. What are some of the problems that you see that still need solving?
Yeah, of course, we are still in the early stage of virtualization, even though the numbers show that people already approaching like 50% of virtualization. I still believe that in the backup area, it's a little bit lagging, because people first virtualize and then they realize that there are the old processes are not working as well as in the physical world. The old processes in are not working in the virtual world. So when they finally realize that, it is taking some time for customers and users of virtualization to realize that there are ways of doing things 10 times better and 10 times less cost. And that's what everybody calls disruption, when suddenly there is a 10 times better way of doing the same things and it costs you 10 times less. And in fact, you can do even 10 other things that were not even possible. So the things that were possible, now you are doing better and with less cost. But then there are 10 other things that you can do that were not even possible. And we as a company that is one of the innovators in this space, we are showing the things that were not possible to do in the physical world, such as, for example, we recently introduced the technology called B-Power, when you can run a virtual machine directly from a backup without extracting this backup. And that opens up huge opportunities for utilizing your backups. For example, we introduced the capability of instant VM recovery. So in the physical world, it's just not possible. So to utilize your backup almost instantaneously, or to start up your server from a backup almost instantaneously without extracting or going through the recovery process. So this vPower technology allows many multiple breakthrough capabilities, such as instant VM recovery, but a few others, such as universal application item recovery, when you need to recover email from Exchange server or a record from Active Directory. With this technology, you can easily do that. And without the agent that normally you need to buy and deploy in the physical world. And it's all included in the utilities of Another thing that VPower also brings is what we call shared backup technology, where you can automatically verify or test all your backups. In physical world, you have the rules and regulations that require you to test your backups or disaster recovery procedures, but it's done rarely, like in average probably once every 3 months, and it's done just with a few backups, not with all backups. The backup technology allows you to do it for every backup automatically without the additional cost or manual labor. So those types of things show that the true capability of the virtualization in the data protection area.
It sounds like a lot of the new advancements are being made more on the recovery side of backup and recovery, like the VPower feature that you just talked about. Is that kind of where the focus is now? Because, I mean, after all, you know, backing up your data is well and good, but if you can't get it up running fairly quickly, it doesn't have, you know, that great of a business value.
Absolutely. I mean, backup is about recovery, not about the backup. I mean, yeah, of course, backup is the most expensive insurance that you buy, but if this insurance doesn't work when you need it, then why did you spend time or money and money on this insurance? So, a lot of focus is on the recovery, and virtualization allows you to recover the whole server or just a file or just the application item much faster through the technologies such as VPower. But there are some other challenges that we are working to address as well. And your previous question was about what additional challenges we see in virtualization backup in the next few years, because we believe, yeah, some great advancements have been already made through virtualization. And VMware introduced some great capabilities first with the VCD technology and then with the vSphere storage APIs, including the change log tracking. That basically was a breakthrough VCB, the VMware consolidated backup originally, and then vSphere storage APIs that included the change log tracking, basically provided the foundation for the breakthrough in the data protection and virtualization. But now there are some other capabilities that open up, such as VPower. But other challenges that we see in the next few years as the data protection and virtualization world matures is, I would say, lie in the three areas. First, it's unifying your physical and virtual backup into one process. So people use for physical, of course, the traditional, what we call legacy tools, with the agent base. But for virtualization, many companies are realizing that they can do better, but using two tools and two processes is costly. So in the next couple of years, I think we are working on unifying this process. That's we see the biggest challenge. The second biggest challenge is the tape. A lot of companies, especially mid-size and large-size, it doesn't affect that much SMBs, but they back up for TAFE, for disaster recovery purposes, mostly for disaster recovery and compliance. The new cloud capabilities, the being able to back up into cloud, open up new opportunities to reduce the cost of the TAFE management and those types of things. So we see that the ability to back up as well as replicate to cloud are going to be very important in the coming years, and there are still a lot of challenges with the bandwidth, with the encryption, and so on, with the reliability, and people don't trust their data to a third-party provider. So all these issues should be addressed in the next coming years for cloud backup to take off, and we strongly believe that they will be addressed by innovative companies like Veeam or some other. And the third area is we believe that the scalability for enterprise customers especially will become an important area because the amount of data and amount of virtual machines is growing exponentially, so you need to back up this data and you need to do this efficiently. But those are three areas, again, unifying physical and virtual backup processes and recovery processes, backing up to cloud, for disaster recovery and for compliance and improving the scalability. But again, the major challenge, those are the challenges for vendors like Veeam. But for customers, we believe that still the major challenge is taking full advantage of virtualization and starting using the tools, specialized tool for virtual machine backup as opposed to their old legacy tools. So they have to combine and start taking full advantage of the what virtualization offers today.
We do a survey of our readers every year, and one of the things that stuck out in the results last year was that there's a lot more interest in host-level backups. The number of people who said that they use host-level backups jumped from 35% in 2009 up to 52% last year. So what are you seeing among your customers, and what are the pros and cons of using host-level backups as opposed to agent-based guest backups?
I'm not that familiar with the term host-based, but I assume that host-based basically means image-based or VCD or vSphere-based based on the virtual machine snapshot technology. Yes, I mean, those numbers just show that the people are starting to realize that there is a much better way of doing things, and especially in the data protection area. And again, as I said, the virtualization backup is the most disruptive technology. Again, it allows you to do 10 things faster, better, 10 times less with less cost, and tons of other things. So the people are saying, why should I use the old approach in this new world? It's like using your landline when you have a cell phone. It's like nobody is using landline anymore. It's like it's not convenient, right? So, and it costs much less, and it's much more convenient, and it allows you to do many things, not only talk, but only use the SMS and so on. So, virtualization is disruptive, and virtualization backup is even more disruptive. It improves the whole recovery process from hours to minutes. It reduces the storage from by a factor of 10 or order of magnitude or two orders of magnitude because of the, for example, change block tracking technology. So it reduces the need for bandwidth and so on. So in so many areas, it is much better. That shows in these numbers.
Do you think that there will still be a place for agent-based backups, or do you think that that's going to disappear eventually?
So, of course, agent-based will disappear. As more and more companies approaching 70, 80, 90% of virtualization adoption, virtualization within their data centers, and as the virtualization backup technologies are getting better, more and more people will just totally switch to a virtualization type of approach, like you called it host, through virtual machine backup or through physical machine backup into virtual machines. So that even if at the end of the day, maybe not 100% of servers will be virtualized, but 100% will be backed up in the physical way. In the virtual way, meaning there will be used physical to virtual conversion, and then when you need to restore, maybe back from physical to from virtual to physical.
The last thing that I wanted to ask you about, Ratmir, is the virtualization market as a whole. There are a lot more shops that are starting to use both VMware and Hyper-V, you know, either in branch offices or certain environments. So finding an easy way for backing up all of them is going to be more and more important. Are you seeing this trend as well, and are you planning to respond to more customers having mixed virtual infrastructures in the future?
Yes, we agree with this observation that we see the same trend, and we are planning some announcements in the coming months or even weeks in this area. So just stay tuned.
We will. Ratmir Timoshev, CEO of Veeam, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Colin.
That's all the time we have for now. I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.